Today on the AMD GPU Daily, we're diving into some exciting developments in the world of AMD GPUs, server performance, and the evolving landscape of AI and machine learning. We have a lot to cover, so let's jump right in. Quick headline overview. 1. AMD EPYC 8000-core Sienna shows impressive performance gains in Linux over the past 2 years. 2. AMD discusses FFSR Redstone and the decision to exclude RDNA 4 in its AI 400 mobile chips during CES 2026. 3. NVIDIA's potential GPU supply strategy amid memory shortages, as explained by Gigabyte CEO. 4. GLM Image Studio introduces a web interface for running AI models on AMD GPUs via ROCm. NVIDIA's recent acquihires hint at a shift in their approach to AI inference platforms. Deep dive into each topic. 1. AMD EPYC 8004 Sienna performance gains. The latest benchmarks on the AMD EPYC 8004 Sienna series reveal notable performance improvements on Linux systems, particularly with an updated software stack. Since its launch in September 2023, the EPYC 8534P, with its 64 cores and 128 threads, has demonstrated that with the right environment, such as the new Linux 6.18 LTS kernel and GCC 15.2 compiler, you can extract even more efficiency from these processors. The benchmarks suggest that users running Ubuntu 25.10 are experiencing better performance compared to the initial tests conducted with Ubuntu 23.10 at launch. As we look forward to the upcoming Ubuntu 26.04 LTS, which will incorporate Linux kernel versions 6.20 to 7.0, we can anticipate further performance enhancements. This is particularly interesting for those deploying single-socket server platforms focused on energy efficiency and total cost of ownership. 2. FSR Redstone Insights from CES 2026. At CES 2026, AMD's FSR Redstone was a hot topic. During a roundtable discussion, AMD's senior director Josh Hort addressed questions about why the AI 400 mobile chips lack RDNA 4 graphics. The company is focusing on optimizing existing architectures rather than introducing new ones in this segment. Hort highlighted the impressive growth of FSR, with over 200 titles supported in 2025 alone, a significant leap from just 30 titles at the beginning of the year. The open sourcing of FSR is a strategic move to increase uptake among developers, and it seems to be paying off. The conversation also touched on multi-frame generation, MFG, where AMD is exploring latency issues and the potential integration of technologies like anti-lag to enhance user experience. 3. NVIDIA's GPU supply strategy amid memory shortages. In a conversation with Gigabyte CEO Eddie Lin, insights into NVIDIA's production strategy were revealed. With memory shortages affecting the market, NVIDIA is likely prioritizing the production of GPUs that yield the highest revenue per gigabyte of memory. Lin's analysis suggests that models like the RTX 5060 Ti 8GB will be favored for allocation, while others, such as the RTX 5060 Ti 16GB, could face supply challenges due to lower revenue contributions. This strategic approach indicates that consumers may find it increasingly difficult to acquire mid-range GPUs, as NVIDIA focuses on maximizing profits from its high-end offerings. This could also impact AMD's competitive positioning in the GPU market, especially as they continue to innovate with their own products. GLM Image Studio's web interface. For developers interested in AI workloads, the introduction of the GLM Image Studio with a web interface is noteworthy. This platform allows users to run the GLM image model on AMD's RX 7900 XTX through RUM and Docker. This integration makes it easier for developers to leverage AMD's hardware for AI applications, enhancing accessibility and usability. The emergence of such tools is vital as more developers look to harness the power of AMD GPUs for machine learning tasks. As the ecosystem expands, we can expect to see more user-friendly interfaces that democratize access to high-performance computing resources. 5. NVIDIA's acquihires and future AI platforms. Lastly, NVIDIA's recent acquihire of Groq, a startup specializing in AI accelerators, signals a potential shift in their approach to AI inference. By acquiring key personnel and licensing technology, NVIDIA may be looking to enhance its capabilities in low-latency, high-throughput AI inference, moving beyond traditional GPU architectures. This move is indicative of the competitive landscape in AI hardware, where companies are racing to innovate and capture market share. As NVIDIA continues to adapt and evolve, AMD will need to keep a close eye on these developments to maintain its foothold in the market. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the landscape for GPUs, AI, and machine learning is rapidly evolving. With AMD's advancements in server performance and graphics technologies, along with NVIDIA's strategic maneuvers in AI, the competition is heating up. Looking ahead, we can expect more innovations and perhaps even more collaborations as companies strive to push the boundaries of what's possible in computing. Stay tuned for more updates in the coming weeks. And that's it for today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.